You're listening to EPN.
This is Mitch Joel of Twist Image and author of Six Pixels of Separation. Join me weekly for the Six Pixels of Separation podcast right here on EPN.
Hello, and welcome to the Healthy Living Made Simple show right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Francesca Pucher. Today I want to speak a little bit about something that has been coming up more and more on threads with personal trainers and fitness enthusiasts, and that is the importance of strength training. Here in the studio and within my own training as well, I've started to notice how important it is to engage in a strength training routine. I used to be one, truthfully, that was just a cardiovascular nut, never really did a lot of strength work out of fear of getting bulky or putting on some size, and I did have a lot of female clients that were worried about that as well. But recently, there's been a lot of talk about the importance of strength training both for fat loss, increasing lean muscle mass, and for women for osteoporosis prevention and helping our bone density stay stable. The important thing to realize is that when it comes to strength training, the only way that we could really benefit from a proper strength workout is to exercise the muscles by lifting things that are heavier than normal. And what I'm really talking about, girls, is trying to get away from the little pink dumbbells. I know it is cliche, and trying to lift something that's slightly uncomfortable and heavy. I was one of those that only lifted the little 5-pound dumbbells myself and was really afraid to do anything with my lower body because I didn't want to bulk. But then I started doing some body weighted exercises and trying to lift things that were about 20 pounds or 30 pounds for my larger muscles, which would be my back, my chest, and doing moderately difficult weight training for my triceps, my biceps, and my abdominals. And I must say that I think that the benefits of that outweigh anything. I just recently had a physical, and I did have a bone scan, and the doctor said that the strength training work has been great. I've actually helped a lot of my own female clients keep their bone density levels and numbers the same so they didn't have any drops. And I encourage clients to incorporate in a strength training program because it actually does help with fat burning. When we are doing some form of strength training, we're actually burning more calories in a 30-minute strength training workout than we are just casually walking for 60 minutes or watching Oprah on the ARC trainer. I tell clients that if you really want to increase your metabolism, burn fat, help with bone density, strength train. If you're unsure on how to do so, my suggestion would be to hire a fitness trainer at one of your local gyms and have them take you through a safe, well-rounded, and effective strength training regimen. And then do that every 6 weeks. Have them meet with a fitness professional every 6 weeks. Invest in yourself. Invest in your health. Pay the money to do so that you know what it is that you're doing and you're not going to hurt yourself while lifting the weights. If you do have a gym where you have the option to use some machines, I think machines are very safe for people that don't have fitness professionals to work out in. So have them take you around, show you the safe and effective exercises that are good for you and your issues. If you do have orthopedic issues, you want to make sure you're lifting properly. And do something good for yourself. Strength train. Involve a little bit of cardiovascular as well, but strength train. You've been listening to the Healthy Living Made Simple show here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. This is Francesca Pucher. Until next time, have a healthy and happy day.
This is the ePodcast Network.
Stay on the gas. To not get caught up in the minutiae of other stuff, other people's stuff. To stay focused on the things that matter the most. Dude, when I hear stuff from some people, honestly, you guys, and only those of you that need to hear part of this part of the message are going to hear it, but, you know, some people just totally fool themselves, get themselves into thinking that they're working, that they're really working their business. And when we do a reality check, it's like, really? That's really all you're doing?
The ePodcast Network. supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.